Hello and welcome to the recording of Sitting Bourne Baptist Church for the children in Ignite who are aged between, who are in, from reception up to year six. I hope you're well and I hope you're keeping well and enjoying your Easter holidays. We've got one more week before school starts up, so that's quite cool. And the weather has been trying to get better. Every now and again, of course, a dark, cloudy day because we're in sunny Sitting Bourne, and English weather is always exciting. But I hope you've been making the best of it, and I hope you are enjoying how lockdown is slowly being lifted up very carefully. But, you know, that's the way it has to be at the moment. So you take care out there and look after yourselves and your families and siblings. Okay, so this recording is for Sunday the 11th of April. And I am thinking of a country. So can you guess which country it is? We're going to have six clues. And then I've got another little bit of information to tell you about this country that I'm thinking of. So this country is the world leading producer of tin, iron and phosphate. If you guess it now, you can definitely have the 6 points because you would have earned them. So that's for 6 points. For 5 points, this country's official language is Portuguese. For 4 points, it is the fifth largest country in the world by area, because countries are rated either by area or by population. It is the fifth largest by area and the sixth largest by population. For 3 points, it is the largest country in South America and Latin America. So those are areas of America, and it is the largest country in South America and Latin America, which is groups of countries that are in that region. For 2 points, it houses the Amazon, which is the world's largest jungle, and also has the Amazon River flowing through it. And for 1 point, its capital is Brasilia. So did that help at all? Did you guess which country I was talking about? If you guessed Brazil, then that's really good. Well done. And we've got church members that come from Brazil, so I hope they are listening, and I hope I got my facts correct. I wouldn't like to get it wrong for their precious country. Okay, so today we're looking at another miracle that Jesus taught us. This is the third one. So far we have looked at the first miracle that's recorded in the Bible, which is when Jesus turned water into wine. Then last week we looked at Jesus, the greatest miracle, in my opinion, that Jesus ever did, which was saving us all from our sins by going to hell and claiming our bodies. Oh, I did say about another fact about Brazil, that Brazilians are crazy about football, and they have won the World Cup 5 times, which is the greatest number of any other nation to have won it. And their most famous footballer is called Pelé, a great man. And they have the greatest variety of animals of any country in the whole world, which is really, really amazing. Okay, so back to the miracles. Last week we did the miracle, the greatest miracle that Jesus did. And now this really officially is the second miracle that is in my list of miracles that Jesus did. And it is Jesus healing a nobleman's son. Okay, we are taking this from the book of John, chapter 4. We're going to read it from verse 43. Sorry. Okay. The Bible says, after the 2 days, he left for Galilee. Now, Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, for they had also been there. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine, and there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick in Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see signs and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my son dies." "Go," Jesus replied, "your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his son was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, "Yesterday at 1 PM, the fever left him." Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and his whole household believed. This was the second sign Jesus performed after coming from Galilee. Okay, so from this, I have found quite a few lessons that we can learn for our lives today about Jesus and these miracles, these amazing things that he did while he was here on earth. Right, so at this time, Jesus had not performed many miracles, but people had heard about him and they had realized that he was different, and they realized that, you know, he could do things different to other people. Now, remember, this was in Cana in Galilee, where he had already performed a miracle at the wedding. So there was already talk about how amazing Jesus was, probably from this wedding feast when he had turned the water into wine, because it wasn't a secret. Jesus's miracles were not a secret. He did them openly and people saw them and realized what he had done was amazing. And so it is very important for us, even today, to speak about Jesus to others so that they can know that he does amazing things, that those miracles were not just for the olden days. They were not just for the Bible. They are for today. Jesus's power is still available to us, probably even more so because he said that he has given us the Holy Spirit, who will speak to our hearts and help us to do even greater things than what he did. And we're not doing these things to show off or to be popular with people, but we are doing them to give glory to God, to show people on earth what Jesus can do. Because when people see what he can do for us or what he has done for us, then they will think, well, I wonder whether he can work in my situation. Because this man came from another town where his son was ill, and he came all the way to Cana in Galilee, and he wanted to see Jesus because he knew, he realized that Jesus could get involved in his situation and make a difference. And that's what we have to help people to see today, that Jesus can come into their lives and make a difference. So we need to speak about Jesus to other people so that they can see how he can work in their lives today. And we need to grow our belief muscles. We need to exercise them and practice asking God for small things, to make small changes. And then when he does that, and it really influences us to start trusting him more and more with bigger things. I remember I used to pray when I was younger. I used to get headaches, and I used to pray for Jesus to take away those headaches. And although it might seem like, oh yeah, a headache will go eventually or whatever, I really believe that Jesus was stepping in to help me either get rid of the headaches, or sometimes I would even forget that the headache was there, which is really, you know, something that I think for me would be hard to do. But he would either take away the headache or help me to get on with my day so that the headache did not stop me from doing all the things that I wanted to do joyfully. And I would do that thing as if I didn't have a headache. And I really believe that was God answering my prayers. And the thing with God is that, like this man, when this man went back home and he asked, when did my son get better? He found out that God sends answers straight away. He found out that the answer to his prayer was sent straight away and his son got better right at that time. I don't think it was in this one, but there's another one that said that, oh yes, the servant said yesterday at 1 PM, the fever left him. And that is so much like God. God sends his answers to us straight away. Sometimes we don't see the answer, or sometimes there's something blocking the answer from getting to us. But God answers our prayers straight away. So we should try to look for those answers and to try and see whether God has worked in our lives. So we need to grow our belief muscles by trusting God in small things. We must speak about Jesus to other people so that they get curious as how he can make a difference in their own lives. God answers our prayers straight away. And even when we've heard about what Jesus has done for other people, then we can start to believe ourselves that he can do something for us. Okay. Then there's this aspect that Jesus talks to the nobleman and he says, you're not going to believe until you've seen the miracle. And to some extent, that was true, because once the nobleman has seen the result of Jesus's, you know, healing his son, even from far away, then he believes, and not only him, but the whole household believes. Then everybody around him starts to believe. So we need to have faith enough to believe without seeing. Jesus says that to Thomas, his disciple, in the New Testament, when he's talking to him about how blessed people are that believe in Jesus without seeing Jesus. Because Thomas had not been there when Jesus appeared to the other disciples. And then when they told him about Jesus having resurrected from the dead, he didn't believe them. And Jesus said to him, blessed are the people that believe without seeing. And that's us, that's you and me. There's a special blessing that we get because we believe in Jesus without waiting to see him in the flesh, like Thomas wanted to do. Another thing that we can learn is that we have to believe everything that Jesus tells us. The royal official, he went home. That going home was the faith that showed he believed what Jesus was doing was going to work. Because at first he's very eager for Jesus to come with him, and he was begging him to come and heal his son who was close to death. And Jesus says to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you will never believe. And the official then says to him again, please come down before my son dies. And Jesus says, go, your son will live. And the man took Jesus at his word and departed. And that showed his faith. When Jesus tells us something amazing, incredible, or even so wonderful, we can't comprehend it, we can't understand it, we must believe him. We must believe that he has sent us the answer that we want. And so we should go. We should go and live our lives. We should go and carry on, because he is trustworthy. We can trust him. He will come through and do what he said he will do for us. And then the last point I wanted to make is that we must tell the truth of the miracle that we see to others, because it'll affect them and it'll help them to believe as well, just like the official and his family. When that miracle happened, the official could have said it was something else that had caused his son to get better. But no, he told them that Jesus told me that my son was going to get better at 1 o'clock yesterday. And that is the exact same time that the boy started getting better. And it was Jesus who did something amazing. And that is how we end up with this story in the New Testament Bible. Because this man told exactly what had happened to others. And it became well known that Jesus had intervened in the situation and healed the boy. So when we see even little miracles in our lives, we must tell others, because it will help them to believe as well, and also to believe for their own miracle. Well, I hope you enjoyed looking at that miracle that Jesus, when Jesus cured the nobleman's son from the book of John. It is a really powerful story. Before we go, I'd just like to pray. Heavenly Lord, I thank you for all the children that are going to listen to this and how their lives can be changed. I pray that you will help them to be strong in their faith, to grow their faith muscles, and to trust in you even in small things, so that their lives can be changed for the better and you become more and more real to them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Right, if you do have any miracles, anything amazing happened to you, I really would be very interested to hear it. So please do send an email through the church office and the website. Your parents can help you to find that. Stay strong, stay safe, and God bless you. Bye.